Standing at the edge of the prairie with the retreating river gorges dropping off to the east, the Wallowa Mountains and Eagle Cap Wilderness encircling the south and west, and the Chico Pine Forests at my back, I was suddenly struck by what a self-contained unit the Zumwalt Prairie really was. For all the Zumwalt's expanse, it was still an island. The grassland habitat was effectively ringed in on all sides by completely different ecosystems, mountains, river canyons, and dense pine and fir forests. The Zumwalt was set apart, making it doable in terms of a research site, but incorporated in that was an inherent biological threat. All island habitats face the same problem. If anything happens to the populations of animals inhabiting an island, whether that island is surrounded by a sea or disparate ecosystems, replacement of the animals is difficult because they are cut off from any renewing source. There didn't seem to be any cause for worry on the Zumwalt at this time. The great numbers of breeding hawks, as well as a high incidence of extra birds with no nests, seemed to indicate a plethora of individuals. Yet, as a scientist, I was aware that natural catastrophes could and did happen. Virulent disease, devastating storms, or massive mismanagement by people could greatly affect a population to the point of reducing its numbers to a dangerously low level. Long-term survival of any species requires the presence of thousands of contiguous acres of suitable habitat or habitat parcels that are connected via naturally occurring wildlife corridors linking healthy ecosystems. The fragmentation and isolation of natural habitat is the most serious threat to biological diversity today. Worldwide, virtually all habitats are becoming surrounded by human activity. Humans are creating thousands of islands, fragments of once large, homogeneous ecosystems that are now surrounded by urban, suburban, or agricultural lands. One major result of humans carving up habitat into fragments smaller than the home range sites required by an animal is that those species tend to disappear. First to be wiped out, usually, were more specialized species, those that moved widely and existed at low densities, such as black bear and elk. This has been documented repeatedly in the northeastern and southeastern regions of the United States. When large areas of contiguous forest were broken into small islands, native species began to vanish, including wolf, elk, black bear, bobcat, and cougar, all of which never returned. Songbirds, too, have been declining at an alarming rate throughout the United States, caused, in part, by the fragmentation of forest habitat. Because of the loss of the top predators, the hawks, bobcat, bear, and cougar, for example, middle-sized omnivores such as opossums, raccoons, and skunks are burgeoning in the United States. These opportunists, all of which coexist well with humans, prey on native warblers, thrushes, vireos, tanagers, bluebirds, and meadowlarks.